今日直到永远，耶稣基督是一样的。
Yesterday, today, and forevermore, Jesus is the same.
耶稣不改变。
Jesus will never change.
他今天仍然在寻找罪人。
And today he is still seeking for his sinners.
他今天仍然医治疾病。
Today he is still healing our sicknesses.
他今天仍然叫被魔鬼压制的人得到释放。
And today he is still releasing the ones that are captured by demons.
他今天仍然能够平静风和海。
Today he can still calm the thunder sea.
早间我们在这里跟弟兄姐妹交通到国度的福音。
So today we're going to talk about the gospel of his kingdom.
我们一起来读马太福音第四章第二十三节。
Together, let's read Matthew chapter 4, verse 23.
马太福音第四章二十三节，请我们一起来读。
Matthew 4:23.
耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓，各样的病症
among the people.
我们在这里看见主耶稣他传天国的福音。
Here is that Jesus is preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
讲到国度是说到主他能够掌权的地方。
When we talk about kingdom, then there is a king who reigns.
所以讲到他传天国的福音。
So when he says preaching the gospel of the kingdom,
他下面就说医治百姓各样的病症。
Then he says and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease.
第二十四章第十四节，马太福音二十四章十四节。
Matthew 24:14.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。所以这边告诉我们，天国的福音要传遍天下。
Then he says here, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to the world.
所以我们不是说福音要传遍天下。
So not only the gospel will go to the world.
我们要让神的国度在世界各处，它能够彰显，它能够掌权。
But moreover, this kingdom has to be revealed in the world.
我们再读启示录第十一章第十五节。
Let's read Revelation chapter 11, verse 15.
启示录十一章十五节，我们一起来读。第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：“世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。”世上的国成了我主和主基督的国。
The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and His Christ.
他要作王，直到永永远远。
And He will reign forever and ever.
我们知道，在第七印。开启的时候呢，里面有七号。
We know that when the seventh seal is open, then comes the seven trumpets.
那第七号吹响的时候
，and when the seven trumpets sounded,
也就是号筒末次吹响
，that's the last trumpet.
那是整个教会被提在空中，在云里与主相会。
That's when the church is now taken into heaven to meet with the Lord.
那是第七号，其他的里面还包括了七碗之灾。
But then the seven trumpets also comes with the seven bowls of plagues.
那这边让我们看见第七号，等到他吹完的时候呢，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国。
And he says that when the seventh angel sounded, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and His Christ.
有一个国度是一个公开的国度来到了。
This kingdom now open in the public has come.
它有一个属天的部分。
There is a heavenly realm of it.
我们说那是千年的国度。
And that's the millennium kingdom.
啊，那是一个赏赐。
That is a reward.
那这些得胜的能够和他一同作王，一同掌权。
So all the overcomers can now dwell with the Lord and reign with the Lord.
公开的国度也有属地的部分，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国。
And there is also a worldly part of this kingdom. In this world, the world, the kingdom of this world is now the kingdom of our Lord.
因为我们知道福音就是好消息。
So brothers and sisters, today we know the gospel is the great news.
我们就要传这大喜的信息。
So that we have to preach this good news.
很多时候我们传恩典的福音。
And a lot of time we preach the gospel of grace.
这是非常重要的。
And that's important.
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
That our belief is based on faith.
啊，不是出于我们的行为。
Not from our work.
不是因为我有什么样的表现，所以我能够得救。
Not for what I have done, that's why I am now deserved to be saved.
主耶稣为着人人尝的死味。
But Jesus has died for all.
他为我们付了代价。
And he has paid the price for all.
今天只要相信，你就能够得救。
So today, whoever believes in him can now be saved.
在约翰福音一章十二节讲，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人。
In John 1:12, it says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right."
他就赐给他们权柄, 能够做神的儿女,
gave them the right to become children of God.
今天我们相信了,
to those who believe in him,
我们都是神的儿女了,
when we believe him, we become his children.
我们说我们蒙了极大的恩典,
and we say that we have received this great salvation.
儿女特别让我们 知道说今天我是在神的家里面,
as children, we know that we live in the same house.
我们可以享受在神家里面一切的丰富,
that we get to enjoy all the fullness in his house.
今天你的孩子在家里面,
today your children live in your house.
家里很多是他有权利能够来享受的,
so all the things that are in this house, these children have the right to use.
今天神的儿女可以大喊并大唱,
so today as children of God, we can shout loudly.
因为我们蒙恩了,
because we have received his grace.
我们的罪得了赦免,
our sin is now forgiven.
是完全的赦免,
completely forgiven.
我们得着永远的生命,
and now we have received an eternal life.
今天我们有永远的盼望,
so today with that we have an eternal hope.
我们有一位天上的父,
that we have this heavenly father.
他顾念我们的需要,
that he cares for our needs.
他听我们的祷告,
that he hears our prayers.
我们说我们的主是天天背负我们重担的主,
we call this Lord the Lord that carries our burden daily.
我们知道他的名叫做以马内利,
and we know that his name is the Lord of Emmanuel.
他与我们同在,
that he dwells with us.
他与我们同行,
that he walks with us.
弟兄姐妹, 神儿女有太多的权利,
so brothers and sisters, as children of God, we have so many rights.
我们已经和他一同复活,
that now we have shared his resurrection.
我们和他一同坐在天上,
we now share the throne with him.
今天我们说我们是神的儿女,
and today we can call ourselves children of God.
有很多的权利, 神儿女, 常常还不晓得,
there's a lot of rights that we don't even know of.
很多你该享受的, 你还没有来真正的享受,
a lot of things that we are supposed to be enjoying, but we don't.
神要我们来到他的家里面,
so the Lord is calling us to his house.
他要我们和众圣徒, 我们一同来敬拜, 一同来赞美他,
so that along the other saints, we can worship and praise him together.
这都是儿女的权利,
this is all our rights.
今天早间跟有三位出信的, 我们讲到奉献,
so this morning, I was sharing my faith with three newcomers about offering.
这是非常重要的一个真理.
It's a really important truth.
但是我们要知道今天并不是神有什么缺乏, 好像要你们来奉献.
But let us understand that today God is not lacking in anything.
千山的牛, 万山的羊都是他的.
For all the cattle, all the cows and sheep all belong to him.
今天我们生命气息都是他所赐的.
Today our living, a breath of life belongs to him.
我们有什么能够来奉献给他呢?
So what do I have that he needs?
我们真知道这是神儿女的权利啊。
But let us understand that this is our right.
只有我们有权利, 我们可以来奏献,
that only we have the right to offer.
我们有权利把自己来献上,
only we have the right to offer ourselves.
我们把从主而得的来奉献给他,
only we have the right to take what's received and give some back.
弟兄姐妹, 这是神儿女的权利。
Brothers and sisters, these are our rights.
因为奉献实在是蒙福的路,
because to offer is to be blessed.
今天我们这边讲到儿女, 特别我们说到许多都是恩典。
So here, when we talk about children, we're talking about His grace.
这是恩典的福音。
It is the gospel of His grace.
但是主耶稣来到地上的时候, 他传一个福音, 他叫做天国的福音。
But when Jesus came to this world, the gospel that He preached is the gospel of the heaven.
他的国要降到地上,
that the kingdom of heaven will come to this world.
他讲到一个掌权的实际在地上要出现,
it talks about the reality of his sovereignty on this world.
主耶稣基督来到这个世上,
that when Jesus came to this world,
他的国度的实际在地上就开始了,
the reality of his kingdom has started in this world.
所以主耶稣在哪里,
so wherever Jesus went,
他国度就显在哪里,
his kingdom is revealed there.
所以他来了,
so when Jesus came,
国度就来到了,
his kingdom came along with him.
但我们知道说他的一个心意里面呢, 是要他整个的国度在神儿女的身上, 先让我们来经历, 来得着。
So let us understand that God's will is for his children to first experience his kingdom.
然后我们看见说, 到了启示录,
then he said in the book of Revelations,
那他叫我们成为国民,
that he wants us to be a people of his kingdom.
做祭司,
to be priests,
然后我们归于神,
to belong to the Lord,
在地上执掌王权,
so that we shall reign on the earth.
弟兄姐妹，我们不单是神家里面，我们是神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, not only we are the children of God,
我们享受儿女的权利,
that we enjoy the rights of being His children,
我们享受在神家里面一切的丰富,
that we enjoy all the fullness in His house.
神也让我们另外要看见，我们蒙恩得救了以后，我们是国民。
But God also wants us to understand now that we are people of His nation,
我们是他国度的子民,
that we are now His people.
那讲到今天, 我们有许多的责任,
so with this being in His kingdom, we have responsibility.
我们有许多的义务,
that we have our duties.
那今天神要我们在地上和他一同来掌权,
so today God wants us to reign on this world with Him.
这个掌权,
and this sovereignty,
并不是讲说你今天你在家里面在哪里你就站在一个居首位, 然后你就有所谓人所认为的权柄给你。
I'm not saying that maybe when you think that you're at your house, you are the owner of this house that you call the shots.
他这边让我们看见我们成为国民。
Here is that now we become His people.
我们怎么样今天在地上能够和他一同掌权。
So how do we reign with Christ on earth?
所以我们正知道主在地上他来了就是 国度的实际在地上已经出现。
Let us understand that when Jesus came to this world, that's when His kingdom is revealed with Him.
他传天国的福音。
When He preached the gospel of His kingdom,
那有很多的事情接着主在传福音的时候就在那里发生了。
And a lot of things happen when Christ preached His kingdom.
疾病得着医治。
Diseases are healed.
你看那些被魔鬼压制、被鬼附的，就被赶出去了。
The ones that are being hindered by these demons is now cast away.
你说有很多这些大能的名证。And
there's a lot of
大能，神的 power.
Oh, the power of God.
在那里显出来。The
power of God is revealed in many through many things.
但是弟兄姐妹，当我们看见 主在地上行走的时候,
so brothers and sisters, when Christ walked on this world,
他的道路是何等的卑微,
He took on a humble way.
他在人的面前他受何等的羞辱,
before men, He was shamed.
你说他这么有能力,
and you said, this powerful God,
他能叫风和海都听他的命令,
the one that could calm the thundering sea.
但是在人辱骂他的时候,
but yet when people despise him,
在人在鞭打他的时候,
when people whip him,
你看见他因着软弱被钉在十字架上,
you saw him took on the way of the humble and went to the cross.
他没有显出那样的一个大能在人在欺压他的时候,
he did not reveal his power when he was being despised.
但是从耶稣基督的身上,
but from Christ,
他却显出 神的国一个实际的情形，他把它彰显出来。
And through Christ, that He has now revealed the reality of His kingdom.
当比拉多神问他，问他说：“你是王吗？”
When Pilate asked him, "Are you the king?"
就在这个点上，他承认他就是真的君王。
Then the Lord responded to him and said, "Yes, I am the king."
他为此而生，为此来到地上。
It is for that purpose that he came to this world.
他是真君王。
That he is the true king of kings.
但是他却在这个比拉多的面前，他是受审判的。
Yet before Pilate, he is the one that is being persecuted.
他是被捆绑的。
He is the one that was bounded.
最后他是被定罪的。
And at the end, he was the one that was crucified.
他是真君王。
He is this true king.
他却死在十字架上。
Yet he died on the cross.
兄姐妹，当我们认识到主要把一个何等大的福分赐给我们，
brothers and sisters, let us understand what great blessing he has brought with him.
他要我们成为神的儿女，
that he wants us to be his children.
我们可以来到神的家里面，
now we can come to his house.
我们享受儿女一切的丰富，
to enjoy the fullness of being his children.
一切的福分，
all his blessings.
但是另外一面，神要让我们看见。
On the other hand, the Lord wants us to understand.
他要得着我们成为国度的子民。
That He wants us to be the people of His kingdom.
当他教导我们怎么祷告。
When He teaches us how to pray.
愿你的国降临。
He says, "Your kingdom come."
愿你的旨意行在地上。 如同行在天上，
Your wills be done on heaven as it is on earth.
主把何等的权柄赐给我们，
How great of this power He has now given to us.
他说你们在 地上所捆绑的。
He says, whatever is bounding you on this world,
他在天上也捆绑。
That you are also bounding them in heaven.
你们在地上所释放的。
Whoever you release in this world,
他在天上也释放。
It is the same people that are being released in heaven.
今天主不但让我们有很多的权利，让我们能够来享受他的丰富。
So today is more than just the rights that we have received in his kingdom.
他也把这个权柄赐给我们。
He has also given us his authority.
让我们经历到我们在今天，我们可以和他一同掌权。
So that we may experience that we can reign with him in this world.
他的权柄我们也来执掌。
His authority is now given to us.
这是让我们能够进入到他的国度的里面。
So from that, we can now enter into his kingdom.
弟兄姐妹，我们传福音，我们要传恩典的福音。
Brothers and sisters, when we preach the good news, we preach the gospel of grace.
今天在我们当中若有福音朋友，
Today, if there are gospel friends among us,
神恩典要临到你。
I tell you that God's grace is now upon you.
你只要相信。
All you got to do is believe.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人。
Whoever receives him to those who believe in his name.
他赐给你一个权柄。
To him, now you are given this right.
能够做神的儿女。
To become children of God.
只要相信。
Whoever believes.
能够成为神家里的人。
Can become a member of his house.
是儿女，不是外人。
To be now be a children, not a foreigner.
在家里享受一切的丰富。
To enjoy the fullness of his house.
我们要传恩典的福音。
So that's why we have to preach this gospel of grace.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们要认识。
So brothers and sisters, let us recognize.
在地上他传天国的福音。
That when Jesus was preaching, he is preaching the gospel of his kingdom.
他要我们祷告，愿他的国能够降临。
He wants us to pray so that his kingdom will come.
是的，到了启示录，我们看见世上的国成了我主和主基督的国。
And yes, in the book of Revelations, the kingdom of this world is now become the kingdom of our Lord his Christ.
让我们想到说，在十字架旁边不是有两个强盗吗？
Think about it. There wasn't there two robbers crucified along with Christ?
有一个强盗还在那里讥诮主。
There was one robber that was still despising the Lord.
但是另外有一个强盗。
But yes, there's the other robber.
他说了一句话非常的特别。
He said this thing that is truly special.
他说耶稣啊。
Then he said to Jesus, Lord,
你德国降临的时候，
When you come into your kingdom,
求你纪念我。
Remember me.
一个强盗他怎么会晓得主耶稣他要德国。
So for this robber, how would he know that Jesus' kingdom will come?
他要德国降临。
That his kingdom will come.
我们都知道主在十字架上前面三个小时他受人的痛苦。
We know that the first 3.5 hours when Jesus was on the cross, he was being tortured.
但是到了后面三个小时，所有人的罪是归到他的身上。
But on the next 3.5 hours, he has now taken on the sins of all men.
他要受最可怕的审判和刑罚。
And he was facing the most torturous judgment.
所以我们看见在后面三个小时要开始的时候，主在那里呼喊，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
So in the beginning of the second part of the 3.5 hours, Jesus said, Oh my Lord, why have you forsaken me?
就那个三个小时是我们今天也没有办法能够完全进入明白的。
And I don't think we can ever truly understand how much pain Jesus was suffering from the 3.5 hours.
但在那个之前，
But before that,
这个强盗突然讲了这句话。
This robber said this to Jesus.
耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候。
This robber said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
是这个强盗他有这样的一个智慧吗？知识吗？
You think this robber is so wise?
弟兄姐妹，还是我们天上的父神用这个强盗向主来激励。
Or brothers and sisters, maybe God is using this robber as a vessel to encourage Christ.
你就要得国了。
That your kingdom will come soon.
就要得国了。
Your kingdom will come soon enough.
主要看见前面的喜乐。
So Christ, focus on what's ahead of you.
他轻看羞辱，忍受十字架。
So that you will not pay attention to this pain and the cross.
这个强盗说，德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
The robber said, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
主耶稣他要得着他的国度。
Jesus will receive his kingdom.
所以今天我们不是只是仅仅得救。
So today, let not be just barely being saved.
不是得着一些权利，得着一些享受。
Not someone who has just received the rights and enjoys what he could.
主要得着他的国度。
The Lord wants to receive his whole kingdom.
他的权柄能够执掌。
so that he can reign in this kingdom.
他得着我们, 他的儿女,
to receive us as his children.
还有我们和他一同作王,
so that we can reign with him.
一同掌权,
to hold sovereignty with him.
弟兄姐妹, 当我们想到这个强盗,
brothers and sisters, think of this robber.
主耶稣有没有 跟他讲说, 好, 等我德国降临的时候, 你就在国度的里面。
Did Jesus say that, well, when my kingdom finally comes, then you can be a part of it.
主告诉他说, 今日你要和我同在乐园里。
But Jesus says, today, you will be with me in paradise.
乐园是一个很特别的地方。
A paradise is a special place.
当我们看见圣经里面, 亚伯拉罕跟那个乞丐拉撒路, 曾经也在, 在一个地方, 跟那个财主在不同的, 都在阴间, 可在不同的地方。
You see that Abraham and Lazarus, and these wealthy men, they're all in this place.
所以我们就知道说, 神儿女, 到有一天, 若是我们在乐园里面,
So as children of God, we know that one day we will be in paradise.
我们是等候一个更美的复活。
We're waiting for a better place.
在这里, 我们看见, 主要得着他的国度。
So here, Jesus talked about his kingdom.
当他的国降临的时候,
when his kingdom comes,
我们说到, 在有一天, 叫做千年国度, 或者说一个公开的国度来到了。
On that one day, when it is the millennium kingdom, this open kingdom,
有属天的部分,
there will be this heavenly part,
也有属地的部分,
and there is this part on earth.
它是一个完全公开, 主能够掌权的一个时刻来到。
And at that time, you will see that Jesus will reign openly.
但是今天呢?
Then what about today?
我们知道从主来到地上, 国度的实际就已经开始了。
We know that when Jesus came to this world, his kingdom has started.
国度的实际已经开始了。
The reality of his kingdom has started.
我们说一面呢, 叫做隐藏的国度。
So on one hand, part of his kingdom is hidden.
主怎么在地上, 他道路这么卑微,
How Jesus took on his humble way on the world.
地上有君王, 有执掌权柄的。
There are physical kings and lords in this world.
但是主是站在一个最卑微的地位。
But yet our Lord came in a humble way.
没有人能够从外面看见说, 诶, 他是真的君王, 他在掌权。
So from his physical appearance, no one can tell that he is the true king.
人可以唾沫在他的脸上。
That even anyone can spit on his face.
人可以取笑他。
That people can make fun of him.
人可以鞭打他。
People can hurt him.
人把他钉在十字架上。
And people can crucify him.
哦, 弟兄姐妹, 这是真的君王, 他在地上, 他把
But brothers and sisters, it is Jesus when he is in his humble way that he revealed his kingdom.
我们说他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地, 默默无声,
that we call him this silent lamb being led to the slaughtering house without a word.
使徒约翰一看见了主, 他说, 看啊, 神的羔羊。
So when John the Baptist saw Jesus, first thing came out of his mouth is, Behold, the Lamb of God.
他是背负世人罪孽的。
This is the one that will take on people's sin.
他在地上行走的时候, 他就像羔羊的生命在地上默默的无声。
Jesus walked on this world, he was walking as a lamb.
那样的柔软, 那样的温柔,
someone who is so soft and tender.
这是耶稣基督的生命。
And that is the life of Christ.
我们一想到羔羊,
So when we think about a lamb,
我想你不会想说羔羊, 它应该是像狮子一样登上宝座。
Then I don't think that you would picture a lamb like a lion would be a king.
但是在宝座中呢, 却是羔羊站立。
But yet on this throne, in the midst of this throne, indeed, there is a lamb standing.
启示录讲到羔羊, 特别是小羔羊。
In the book of Revelation, it talks about this lamb as a small lamb.
那一个小羔羊, 它怎么来征战?
So how does this small lamb go into a battlefield?
它怎么来掌权?
How can this small lamb take sovereignty?
这就是在圣经里面所要让我们知道的, 主他怎么样能够登上宝座。
But yes, that's exactly what the Bible tells us, how he goes onto the throne.
他怎么样胜过仇敌的?
How this lamb overcame the enemy.
他怎么样能够掌权的?
And how he takes on his sovereignty.
他真的是像羊羔一样,
just like a lamb.
但是他在最低微的时候,
but yet it is at his lowest point.
他的生命是被神所高举的,
his life is still exalted by God.
他在卑微中, 他显出那个尊贵来。
In his humbleness, he revealed his nobleness.
当他正在受羞辱的时候, And
it is when he's being despised, he is also reviewing God's glory.
Oh, 我们的主, 他站在一个最低微的地位上,
yes, our Lord took on the lowest position. Yet he has the authority over all things.
他是那位掌权者,
he is the one that rules.
他是那位得胜者,
he is the one that overcomes.
他的生命得胜,
his life overcomes.
他的经历得胜,
his experience overcomes.
他站上宝座,
and from that, he now goes on to the throne.
当我们讲到国度的福音,
so when we talk about the gospel of his kingdom,
我们来一同来认识主他是怎么样掌权的,
let us understand how our Lord actually rules.
我们认识到主只在生命中来掌权,
we know that our Lord rules in personal life.
当神创造人,
when God first created man,
是照着他的形象和样式他创造了人,
he created man in his likeness and in his image.
他叫我们能够像他,
so that we can be like him.
他要我们能够和他一同执掌王权,
so that we can reign and rule his kingdom with him.
所以亚当夏娃他们应当是能够在地上有一个管理的权柄的,
so that's why when Adam and Eve were created, they were made to rule this world.
天上的, 在空中的, 在地上的, 在海里的,
to rule what's in the skies, on this world, or in the sea.
神要交给他们去管理的,
the Lord has now given this world to them.
但是人堕落了,
but yet, they fell.
犯罪了,
they sinned.
失去了这样的一个权柄,
and now they've lost this power.
弟兄姐妹, 今天神得着我们,
brothers and sisters, today God has received us.
他把他的生命赐给我们,
he has now given us his life.
哦, 这个生命太宝贵,
and this new life is treacherous.
是超凡美丽的生命,
this is the most beautiful life.
是能够胜过一切的生命,
it is a life that overcomes all other things.
在我们里面的比在外面的是更大的,
and this life that is in us is bigger than anything outside of us.
但是弟兄姐妹,今天我们有没有经历到我们和主一同掌权的实际呢?
But brothers and sisters, today are you truly ruling with your Lord?
是的,在世人看,圣经里面说,我们好像不过是万物中的渣滓。
Yes, maybe to the worldly people, they see us as the scrubs of this world.
是的,在人看,我们也算不了什么。Yes,
maybe the other people look at us, see us as nothing.
但是弟兄姐妹, 今天神要我们来经历一件事情,
but brothers and sisters, our Lord wants us to experience one thing.
他的国度要降临,
is that his kingdom will come.
他的国度的实际今天在我们的身上要能够彰显出来,
and the reality of his kingdom can be revealed through us today.
那个掌权不是在于你有一个外面的地位,
so when we said we rule, not physically, we are ruling apart.
他叫我们 经历到那个掌权的实际,
but he wants us to experience the reality, the truth of ruling.
主怎么样在生命中掌权,
how our Lord rules our life.
他要我们经历到在生命中和他一同掌权,
he wants us to understand that we now rule with him.
我们要认识到说生命像主多少,
So let us review ourselves by showing how much we are like him.
我们和主一同掌权的实际才有多少,
that's how much we rule with him.
这个是主他登上宝座的一条道路,
and that's the way how the Lord went onto the throne.
今天感谢主我们是神的儿女,
so thanks the Lord that today we are children of God.
儿女特别让我们知道说, 我们有神的生命在我们里面,
and as children we now share his life.
但是今天我们也认识到说, 我们是国度的子民,
but today let us also understand that we are also the people of his kingdom.
今天主在我们身上, 祂要来制作我们, 改变我们,
and today the Lord wants to rule on us.
他叫我们和他一同执掌他的王权,
so that together we can rule.
我们感谢主神儿女, 我们都在经历,
so thanks to the Lord that we are now all experiencing.
今天在家庭的当中,
today in our home,
不是那个脾气大的在那里掌权,
it is not the one that can yell the loudest,
不是生命,
the ruler,
声音大的在掌权,
it's not the one who has the loudest voice rules the house.
真正掌权在于生命, 向主的在掌权,
the one who truly rules this house is the one who is like the Lord.
今天在家里是这样,
in your house is like that.
在很多的环境中, 同样的原则,
in other environments, same principles.
以色列的小女子,
even this little girl from Israel,
她可以跟乃曼, 元帅乃曼说一句话,
she could say this.
那这个元帅要听小女子的话,
even this A general needs to listen to her.
有很多的时候不是在外面的地位的权利。
A lot of times, it is not someone who is physically in charge.
但是我们知道我们是神的子民。
But we know that we are children of God.
今天我们在世上。
Today, when we walk on this world,
在你生活中, 在你的环境当中,
in your daily living, in all our, your circumstances,
只要我们和他一同掌权,
the Lord wants you to rule.
我们每一次祷告说, 主啊, 愿你的国降临,
whenever we pray, let your kingdom come.
我们在祷告的时候, 弟兄姐妹, 我们是想到说, 到有一天主德国降临吗?
So when we pray, do you think that we're only praying for His paradise to come that one day?
还是我们认识到说, 今天若是没有, 我们到那一天也没有办法来享受。
Or today, you may understand that if I don't have His kingdom today, on that day, I still won't have it.
那今天神叫我们来经历这个国度的实际。
So today, the Lord wants us to experience His kingdom.
主啊, 愿你的国降临。
So that's why we say, Lord, let your kingdom come.
愿你先掌权在我的身上。
Let the Lord take hold of me.
早前我们讲到奉献就是主权的转移。
So this morning, when we talk about offering, it is the transfer of ownership.
过去我活, 我是做主的。
Before, in my old life, I am in charge of me.
我决定我要做什么事。
I get to do what I want to do.
我决定我要怎么生活。
I want to live how I want to live.
但是神要我们过奉献的关。
But the Lord wants us to offer
今天他做我的主,
so that today He now is in charge of my life.
今天我们活着不再为自己活,
so today I no longer live for me.
我们为那替我们死而复活的主活,
but I live for the Christ who died and has been resurrected.
弟兄姐妹, 这是国度的实际要先在我们身上能够彰显出来。
And brothers and sisters, that's how we reveal His kingdom.
他如果不能掌权在我的身上,
if He does not rule my life,
在我的身上就没有一个国度的实际出现,
then on my life, there is no kingdom.
弟兄姐妹, 愿他的国降临。
So brothers and sisters, that's why we pray for His kingdom to come.
我们祷告的时候让他国度先 在我们的身上有一个实际能够彰显。
So when we pray, we ask that His kingdom will reveal through us.
主不是照着我的意思,
so that the Lord will not do things according to my will,
主愿意照着你的意思,
but according to His.
主我天然的生命是这样反应的。
So yes, the Lord, my natural life acts like this.
但是我愿意放下自己,
but I'm willing to deny myself.
因为不再是我,
because it is no longer I.
主啊, 让你在我里面活,
but Christ who dwells in me.
弟兄姐妹, 这都是我们 让国度能够出现一个非常实行的道路。
So brothers and sisters, these are the actual things you can do to reveal His kingdom.
跟随羔羊的脚踪,
to follow the way of the Lamb.
主怎么样从卑微进到荣耀,
how the Lord has come from His humbleness to His glory.
他怎么样在地上走过这样的一条十架的路程,
and how He walked the way of the cross.
他坐在荣耀的宝座,
and today He reigns on this
throne. 他掌权,
when He is ruling.
弟兄姐妹, 今天主也呼召我们,
so brothers and sisters, today the Lord is calling on you,
叫我们跟随他的脚踪,
so that we will follow His footsteps.
他让我们要传恩典的福音,
He wants us to preach the gospel of His grace.
他也要我们进入这个国度的福音,
and He wants us to be a part of His kingdom.
当我们读在福音书里面, 主传天国的福音, 非常的特别。
When we read the books of the Gospels, you will see that His Gospels are special.
神是怎么样以圣灵和能力膏拿撒人耶稣,
and how He used the Spirit as anointed oil to help Jesus.
他在四处行走的时候, 他医好凡被魔鬼压制的人。
So that when He was walking on this world, He was casting out demons and helping the ones that are oppressed by the devil.
人把这些疾病的带到他的面前,
whoever brings these sick people before Christ,
他医治他们,
Christ would heal them.
那些被鬼附的, 主来叫他们得着释放,
and He would cast away the demons from men.
主的实际我们看见在主的身上能够彰显出来。
So that's another way of the reality of His kingdom revealing.
今天主把他的权柄也赐给我们。
And today the Lord has given us His power.
我们要传国度的福音。
So let us go preach the kingdom, the gospel of His kingdom.
主在我们身上他能够执掌他的王权。
So that on us, Christ may rule.
主把祷告的权柄赐给我们。
The Lord has also given us the power to pray.
他叫我们实际当中，我们来经历到。
So that in our daily living, we can experience.
我们在地上捆绑，他在天上捆绑。
That whoever we can bound on this world, we are also bounding in heaven.
在地上释放，在他在天上释放。
The one that we release in this world, we will be released in heaven.
一讲到天国的福音，特别我们在启示录也要认识到说，我们有一个对头。
So when we talk about the gospel of his heavens, we know that there is an audience.
有撒旦，有仇敌。
There's an enemy, Satan and the devil.
有很大的一个征战。
This battle between these two forces.
今天地上有多少人，他们被魔鬼压制。
Today, how many men are being oppressed by the devil?
有多少人是一生因着怕死而为奴仆的。
How a lot of men, they're working as a slave to death.
今天主要我们执掌他的权柄。
Today, the Lord wants us to now hold his power.
我记得有一次 有人跟我讲说一对夫妻一对父母带着他的女儿他的女儿是被鬼附的情形非常的严重
I remember that there's this one time there is this pair of parents with the daughter was possessed by a demon
那他们无处可去啊就问可不可以到我们家来住
and then there's nowhere no place for them to go so they wanted to stay at our house
那我们就好啊来就来吧
and we said okay fine come as you are
那女儿是非常可怜
and that daughter was very pitiful
因为以前在台湾他们到各个庙里面去要赶鬼
because in Taiwan they took this daughter to all these different other temples
到处跑大鬼赶小鬼越来越严重
they went to all these different temples but it got worse
那最后在精神病院住了九年
and at the end she went to an asylum and she spent 9 years in it
等到我们见到她的时候
and until we finally met them
她的那个样子是很可怕的
we saw that Her face was very scary.
是很那种，一面又没有什么表情，但是又是很凶的那种样子。
On one end, she seems emotionless, but if you look at her, she is scary looking.
那好几个晚上，他爸妈打电话到我们就在楼上叫我们下来帮助他。
And there's a few nights that the parents made a call upstairs for us to come down and help them.
他们抓不住他
because they can't constrain her.
然后我们就为他祷告
so that we would pray for her.
他安静下来
and she would quiet down.
但是我们知道他有的时候呢他一下子又好像这个发了
and then we know that sometimes it will just come right back
所以好像这个征战是这样子一直来来回回的
so it looks like that this battle was going back and forth
有一天乔派伯到我们家来
so one day a brother came to your house
那这个老弟兄他是有一定恩赐的
and this old brother he has the gift to heal sickness
他说我没有赶鬼的恩赐
and he says but I don't usually cast out demons
不过他看见这个孩子非常可怜
but when he saw her in her pitiful form
那我们说我们就一起祷告啊
so that I said let us pray for her
大家就一起为这个孩子祷告
so that together we pray for this girl
说孩子那时候是19岁了
and at that time this daughter was already 19 years
old 我就看见那老弟兄握着他的手
so we saw this old brother holding her hand
那个女孩本来是一脸就是还是那种全身是很僵硬很凶的那个样子
and the girl at the beginning was still emotionless
但是大家一起祷告，她突然间就笑起来了。
So when we prayed and prayed, slowly she started laughing.
她本来被魔鬼压制。
Before she was oppressed by the devil.
一下子她得着了一个释放。
Now all of a sudden she is now released.
完全的释放。
Completely released.
兄姐妹，我们的主他是掌权者。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord rules.
他爸妈本来是拜偶像非常厉害的。
The parents they used to worship idols really badly.
那天晚上，他父母也信了。
And on that night, both the parents were saved.
后来在我们家游泳池，他们就一起受浸了。
And later on, they were baptized in the swimming pool in my backyard.
神的国临到。
When Christ's kingdom comes,
我们说这是主他在这边的彰显。
We see that it is a revelation of himself.
当主显出来
when Christ is revealed,
这里就没有仇敌的地位
then the devil can no longer stand.
今天主仍然在掌权
So today our Lord is ruling.
我们说昨日今日直到永远耶稣基督是一样的
So that's why we said yesterday, today and forever.
那个家得着了释放
That family is now released.
那个孩子后来经过了好几年哈，听说他在教会在诗班里面还在服侍。
And that student now, as she got older, she now serves in a worship team.
兄弟姐妹，今天也许我们说， 我们不像他一样被鬼附的那么厉害，那么严重。
Brothers and sisters, maybe we're not at a situation we're being so oppressed by the devil.
但是多少时候我们是不是有仇敌的压制？
But how often are we being taken by the devil?
我们里面是不是还有仇敌的地位？
And how often we left a foothold for the devil?
我们说主他要掌权。
So we say, Lord, take charge.
啊，我们一同祷告主啊，愿你的国降临。
So let us pray together that His kingdom come.
主啊，你的国降临。
Let your kingdom come.
降临在我们的里面。
Let your kingdom come through me.
今天你那公开的国度一定会来到的。
Because your kingdom openly will come through me.
但是今天你能不能够先掌权在我的里面？
But before you do that, can you first take charge of me?
你是王。
Because you are my king.
你是我的王。
You are my king.
那你要执掌你的权柄。
So take charge on me.
弟兄姐妹，主来到那里。
Brothers and sisters, wherever the Lord went,
那里就没有仇敌的地位。
That's where the devil cannot stay.
今天他的权柄，今天要借着我们，要掌权在这个地上。
Today through us, he wants to reveal his power.
我们看见主在地上的时候，怎么样叫鬼附的得着释放。
So when Jesus was walking on this world, how he cast out demons.
他怎么样叫疾病的得着医治。
How he healed the sick and the one who had disease.
今天昨日今日直到永远，主耶稣他是一样的。
Yesterday, today and forever, he will never change.
他把祷告的权柄赐给我们。
He now gave us the power to pray.
他把他的权柄叫我们也能够来执掌。
He gave us the power to rule with him.
叫国度在地上有一个小影，或者是说我们尝到那来世的全能。
So that now his kingdom can cast a tiny shadow that we can taste, have a foretaste of his kingdom.
我们知道今天是在隐藏的国度。
We know that his kingdom today is still hidden.
我们在地上仍然是站在一个最卑微的地位。
So that on this world we are still taking on this humble path.
没有人能够认出来。
No one can tell that we are different.
没有人能够晓得。
And no one would understand.
但是弟兄姐妹，在属灵的实际当中，
Brothers and sisters, in the spiritual realm,
主来了，
the Lord has already come,
他的国度就来到，
His kingdom has come,
他自己在我们的里面，
that now he is in us,
什么时候他能够做王？
Whenever he rules in us,
今天他的权柄就能够借着我们能够一同执掌，
then his power is now shared with us.
这是国度的福音。
This is the gospel of his grace.
今天我们都要传恩典的福音。
Today, let us go preach the gospel of his grace.
每一个人只要相信，
whoever believes in his name,
他能够蒙恩，能够得救，
the one can now receive and be saved.
赦免我们一切的罪，
and he will forgive all our sins.
那他也告诉我们，他医治我们一切的疾病。
And he also said that he will heal all of our sickness.
盼望我们早间一同来到主的面前。
So I hope that all this morning we come to him.
我们是他的儿女。
Because we are now his children.
我们也是国度的子民。
We are the people of his kingdom.
我们能够有权利，能够有享受。
And now we have the right and we have the power.
我们也有权柄，也有我们的责任。
And we also have his authority and our responsibility.
因为今天他的国是必定要来到。
I tell you that his kingdom will come.
国度来到，讲到仇敌完全的失败。
And when the kingdom comes, the devil now has nowhere to go.
耶稣基督完全的掌权。
When Jesus take on sovereignty.
但是实际呢，是要从我们里面开始。
And the reality starts from you.
我们再来唱诗歌第95首。
Let us sing Psalm 95 again.
昨日、今日、直到永远。
Yesterday, today, forever.
耶稣不改变。
Jesus will never change.
今天主仍然行走在我们当中。
Today the Lord is walking among us.
在我们当中，若还有福音朋友，今天是你的机会。
So among us, if you're a gospel friend, today is your chance.
只要相信，只要接受他。
Whoever believe and receive.
他为你流血。
He has gave his blood for you.
他为你舍命。
He gave his life for you.
你只要说主耶稣，我相信你。
All you gotta do is say I believe you.
我接受你成为我的救主。
And I receive you as my personal savior.
主所有的他的所事所做，今天你能够来一同有份。
And all he is and all he has done.You are now a partaker of it.
成为神的儿女。
So I ask you to be children of God.
耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远是一样的。
Jesus will never change.
他今天叫你得着拯救。
So today he wants to save you.
他叫你得着释放。
He wants to release you.
他叫你得着医治。
He wants to heal you.
他叫你能够进到他永远的国度的里面。
He wants you to be a person of his kingdom.
我们一同来相信。
So let us believe him.
我们一同来得着。
Let us receive him.
我们一同让主的心意借着我们能够彰显出来。
And let his will be revealed through us.
我们请弟兄姐妹为我们弹一句，我们就来唱。